Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, on Purpose Kingdom Network, live with Blog Talk Radio. This is our 1156th episode, and I'm just so blessed to be here tonight. This is the first night I was Warriors of Christ, but now we have changed to a new name, The Dwelling Place. Amen. And I'll go into details in the next episode of the name change and things like that. But Warriors of Christ is now The Dwelling Place. Amen. Amen. So if you are just joining us via online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. And if you are listening online and have a comment, a question, or you would like to answer something, just simply press 1. And as my dad said in the background, you don't have to spin around, do a dance, just press 1. So I'm just so thankful, so grateful to be here. As I always say, it's just a blessing just to give the word of God each and every night or every other night, every other Wednesday night. I'm just honored. And I'm just grateful, so I'm happy we're here once again. Our topic for tonight, before I get into our topic, I just want to say how it's important that we honor one another, that it's important that we just show appreciation for one another while we are still here, while each and every one of our family members, our loved ones, while they're still here. I think that it's important for us to go give them flowers while they are here and while they can still smell it, because if they cannot smell the roses, if they cannot smell the flowers and those roses and those flowers, it can be literal or it can be metaphorically. You can say the words, I love you. You can just say, hey, I appreciate you. But I think it's important that we don't waste any time and just chill with one another, just loving on one another and say, hey, I appreciate you. You know, I think it's so important that we just continue to honor one another. It is such the brotherly thing to do, amen, in Christ, and just show appreciation. You never know what one is going through, how much your voice, your words will be an encouragement for them to change their life, for them to get moving in their life. So it's so important that we just reach out, especially during this time, in this season of quarantine season, you know, while we are home alone, while we are isolating, while we have time to think, let us just really think about our loved ones, you know. So with that being said, I just want just to write this down. Like I always say, grab your notepad, pens, pencils, however you take notes, and I just want you to write this down so you can remember it. And I want you to do this either tonight or tomorrow, and don't waste any time with it. And I just want you to think about the first person that comes to mind that you have not reached out to, maybe in some time, or maybe you have never really expressed your care for them, that you appreciate them, that you love them. Maybe you want to forgive them. Maybe you want to ask them for forgiveness. But I just want you to just reach out with a text. It could be a letter, it could be an email, and I don't want you to give, like, any gift or anything, because those things, like, is meaningless. When it comes to precious life, those things are meaningless. I just want you to give words of affirmation to your loved ones, friends, family, and just say, hey, just pour out your heart. I'm not going to tell you what to say, but you know what to say to that person. So just keep note, and don't forget about that. Do that. I suggest that you do that tonight or tomorrow. Don't waste any time. Time is of the essence. All right. So I am so excited for tonight's show. So my dad's birthday was yesterday, March 31st, and he turned a big 50, 50 years old. He's officially like the old man. He's officially the real pop. And as you know, I don't know, some of you may know, some of you may not know, Wild Papa Pussin, he is my father, and I just wanted to honor him and just give him his roses while we're here. So tonight's show, tonight's episode is dedicated to him. So, Dad, happy birthday, and I hope you like the message tonight. And the message tonight is blessings from my father. And just growing up, it's many lessons that my father has taught me, whether it was indirectly or directly. And I think that lessons are important. You know, parents, they teach. Amen. Parents' job is to teach, is to guide their children and groom them for adulthood, because we spend most of our lives being adults, you know. And it's only a short amount of time that we are kids, children, teens, and then we become adults so quickly. So we only spend a small portion of our lives being children and teens. Amen. So I think it's so important that parents guide and groom their children. And the best way to do that is just to listen to your Father who is in heaven. Amen. And just read the words and read his guidance. So with every night that we get on to, we always have a scripture. And the scripture of the night is from Proverbs 23, verse 22. And it says, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Amen. And I just want to point that out. Like, listening is to hearken and to take heed. So I think it's important that we take heed to our parents, take heed to what they have to say to us, and the lessons that they teach us. Like I said, these lessons can be directly or indirectly. So with that being said, I just want to go into, there are many lessons from my dad that he has taught me, but I can go on and on and on about those lessons, but we don't have time. So I just want to go through at least, I would say, 4 to 5 lessons. And then also God, amen. God is the source. God is our provider. So I definitely, there's so many lessons that God has taught me, just even getting close with my father here on earth. So I just think it's important for me to share that as well. So I have 3 things that I want to share that God has taught me. Although he has taught me many things, due to time, I will only go over 3. So I just want to start first with my dad, Rob Papa Pussin. I would say one thing he has taught me, and this wasn't directly, this was basically indirectly, and it was to read, and the importance of reading and knowing things. When you read, the more you know. And that's kind of like what I took from him from reading. My dad still does read everything, and it shows in his conversations. He can have many different conversations with different people, and it's almost like, how do you know that? From science, sports. He loves sports, so that's just natural for him. But sports, engineering, just different topics, and he knows like all these things, and it just comes from him just reading and soaking up everything. You know, I remember like he always had to have a newspaper, you know, reading the daily news, the Philadelphia Inquirer. You know, if he didn't have one, he's sending us down the street. They used to be 60 cents, you know, run and get him a newspaper. He will always need one coming in, and just comic books, just everything, just reading. So I believe that, and a lot of his kids took on that reading, picking up and just always reading something, you know, whether it be signs. And reading, it shows you direction. Amen. And I believe that it's good for you to teach a child how to read. It's good for them to see you also reading. Amen. So I appreciate that from my dad. another one lesson that my dad has taught me, and it was directly, this one was directly and also indirectly. The indirectly part will be just me seeing him and his treatment towards my mom, his treatment, and the way that he will show us he loves us, you know, his girls, his sons. So that will be the indirectly portion, and the directly portion will be my dad just, you know, choosing the right guy. So this is funny. It makes me laugh because I remember Steve Harvey, he came out with, like, this book. It was kind of a movie, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady. I think that's, like, the name of the book. And before we knew about this book, before we, like, anyone knew about this, my dad, he read the book, and he was just coming up to us and asking us these five questions that we should ask a guy when we first meet them to know that they're serious. I know one was like, what are you, like, your five-year plan? What do you think of me? I forget the other ones, but it was just so funny. And I was just like, wow, these are good questions. And these were questions that I would ask, you know, as I was dating. And then it really helped out a lot just to see, like, the mind, just to see, like, to ask these questions to guys, you know. And I was young, like, I was probably, like, 16, 17, so it was just funny. Some guys were able to answer and some wasn't. So I'm like, okay, next. So I thought it was funny. He still didn't tell us that they came from Steve Harvey in the book. And, like, he never told us, mind you. We basically outed him once we saw the movie, and we realized, like, hold on, wait. And then he just was acting like he didn't know what we were talking about. So I thought that was really funny. But definitely choosing the right guy. And I think it's important for fathers to be, you guys are the first male role model figure that your daughters see. And I think it's important that you show them what a man, the presence of a man should be like, amen? How a man should treat you. And that starts first at home. With anything, all things start at home. So it's important, fathers, that you teach your daughters to choose the right guys, and not just telling them, but with action and showing them. And that's towards, even if you're not with a mother, it's just showing how you respect a woman, how you speak to a woman. So that's co-parenting, just showing healthy co-parenting if you guys are not together. Amen. And just always making light of a situation. Amen. Not speaking ill about the mother, things like that. So, and if you are with them, with your children's mother, just show your daughters, even all your children, just show them what it is to love. Let them see you take your wife out on dates. Let them see that you make time for your wife. And mothers also do the same thing. To show your children that it's love there. This is a healthy relationship. And don't argue in front of your children. Don't do that. Don't argue in front of them. I know some arguments may happen while the children are there, but just try to minimize it in front of your children. Amen. I would say that another lesson that I have learned from my dad is to truly, truly work hard. This dude, he works so hard, and he's been working. I know he would tell us stories about when he was young. So he's been working probably since he was about, like, 13, I believe. So he's just been working all his life, and he don't. I had never heard this man complain. I never heard this man just say, like, I know he would be tired. You can see it in his eyes, but I never heard him say those words, like, I'm just tired, you know. So I really liked it, and it rubbed off on me that way, just to work hard in whatever I'm doing, whether it's my poetry, whether it's my actual job, full-time job, just to work hard, and things will work out. You know, God will provide if you do your duty, if you are acting and not just saying, if you are putting action to what you're praying about. So just to work hard. Another one that I have learned from my dad is just express your emotions. And this is something that I learned indirectly from my dad, expressing myself and emotion, as far as, like, just saying that you love, like, hey, I love you. And this is something that my dad actually struggled with. I know we're celebrating you, but not now, but in the past, this is something that he has struggled with, and it wasn't until we lost my cousin in 2010 that I actually heard him say that he loved me. And I know that he probably had said it when I was younger, but he would start to exchange the I love you after hanging up, just knowing, as I said, it's so important for us to hear that our loved ones love us. It's so important that we tell our loved ones that we love them. Life is definitely short. So I would say expressing myself, and that's something that I've learned to do through my dad. You know, I saw him struggle, and then as we're getting older, it's just like it's amazing just to see him be verbally expressive. He always showed us. He's always been a provider. And I will also share one last thing, that it's never too late to change things around. And I would say that because, as I said, like, my dad always been a provider. He always been working hard. To me, always had things in order. But, you know, when you're young, you're not always where you want to be. And it may look one way to your children, but another way, like, you experience something different. And I say it's never too late to change things around because when I think, my dad is 50 years old, so I'm 29, and I don't think I realized that my dad was actually young when I was little. I kind of thought he was just, you know, your parents, you're not young, and I'm thinking about me being in my age, and I'm considered young, you know, you're still in your youth in that 29, 30, you're still in your youth. And I remember, like, my dad, he would, you know, listen to his rap music. You know, we would go to the park, to the King Center. That was our spot. In the summertime, he'll grab my cousin Nate, and they'll grab the other kids, you know, just have all the kids, and we'll be at the park all day, like, throughout the summer, every day, all day. We wouldn't miss a beat, you know. They'll grab, if it was raining, we'll find something to do in the house. But if it was sunshine, we would be at the King Center nonstop, you know, just snacks on deck. Like, I don't even know if we even had a meal, but I know we had chips, we had hugs, we had candy. That's fathers. But I just can remember just my dad just being young, and I didn't, you know, I didn't realize he was young until I got older he was actually this age. So when I say it's never too late, I had a conversation with my dad last year about, you know, some things that happened in the past. And I was just like, you know, that I forgive you, because I think that's another thing. We have to forgive our parents. Sometimes they're learning with us, actually, and we think that they should know it all, but they're actually learning, especially the first-time parents, the first-time dads, and maybe the dads who haven't had an example of what a father figure is like. So be easy on your parents and just open that communication, especially when you're an adult, and from adult to adult. So last year, my father and I had a conversation about, like, when I was younger and when him and my mom split, which was, like, truly a little hard for the whole family. And I was just like, you know, just explaining how he upset me then. You know, it was just something that I just was harboring. I was just like, hey, you know, you upset me then, and I didn't get this off my chest, so here it goes. I know it's a little late, but he was open, and he just told me he was young, and he was really young, and he was just still learning life and stuff. And I just thought that was, for the first time, I was able to look at it in a different perspective. I always look at it from father to daughter, but that person, that time, I was able to look at his story just simply not as dad, but as this man just trying to figure his life out while also providing for his family. So when I say it's never too late, just thinking of my father then when he was that 29, 30, 31-year-old guy, just trying to figure things out and which way to go. And I look at him now, oh, man, major progress. He's always been a great guy, but definitely an amazing father, amazing grandfather. And in that grandfather role, he's definitely made up more, you know. So it's never too late to change things around. It's never too late. And I think it was just so beautiful just to see my dad, just to be vulnerable and to also apologize, and I think that was so beautiful, you know, just even for things that he didn't realize affected, you know, his children. So I just thank him for that. So those are, like, my lessons of my dad. It's many, many more lessons, but due to time, I will like to just keep it a little short because I do have some other people who would like to get on just to speak. So, Dad, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being dad. Thank you for even being dad as I'm grown and stuff, your many conversations, and just, I would say, just getting on this line here and just being able to work with you on Purpose Kingdom Network has definitely strengthened our relationship and have grown our relationship. And that's another thing that I appreciate about you, just to see your faith that has increased over the years. I say thank you for just being there by my mom's side. Thank you. Yeah, just thank you, Dad. I don't want to get all emotional. Y'all know how I do. But I just want to say thank you. And I have many memories of you. But, yeah, I would say, like, my most favorite is definitely just being at the park or just being young and just waiting up for you. My mom allowing us to wait up for you. And you come in the house, you have 2 Diet Cokes, and we're fighting over what Diet Coke to get, and we're just jumping all over you. And, like, you know, you don't get tired. You wouldn't say, I'm too tired, I just walked in. But you'll enjoy it, you'll soak it in. Many, many great memories of my dad just growing up. So I just want you to feel special. We were supposed to have your party this Saturday, but with all the COVID-19 going on, it just sucks that we can't have it, but we will still honor you and we will still appreciate you. So with that being said, I just want to just say thank you. And if you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and I announced that we have changed the name of the show from Warriors of Christ to The Dwelling Place. And as I said earlier, we'll get into that next couple of weeks on the next show. If I do have a caller, I would like to bring the caller on.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I just want to say, happy belated birthday to my father, Robert, Papa Hudson.
Who am I speaking with?
And this is Felicia, his oldest daughter.
Oh, okay.
All right. No, really. I just want to say happy belated birthday, even though I didn't wish him a happy birthday yesterday on his birthday. But Dad, everything Diamond said, she done summed it all up. So I can't really. I'm like, I was going to say that. But no, seriously. My dad taught me the value of family. And that's the honest to God truth, because biologically, he's not my father, but he is my father. He's my mom's husband. He's been in my life since I was 7 years old, and he didn't have to accept my mother's children, and he did. And on top of accepting us and raising us as his own, never, ever calling us step anything, the way he loved and honored his own children and accepted anything my mom said or did. So, and that just really made me, you know, taught me the value of family and to love and, you know, unconditional love, no matter what the circumstances is. And it go back to what Dominique was saying. Father, show your daughters, you know, the values, show them the values that you would want to see in them, that you want them to see and a man, period. Like, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But happy birthday, Dad. I love you. Thank you for all your lessons. It was so many, I can't even begin to name all of them, because if I did, I'd be on here all night. Love you.
Exactly. Thank you, Sis. Love you, Sis.
You're welcome. All right. Love you too, D.
All right. Amen. Amen. Many lessons. Yes. The value of family. That's, I told you, there's so many lessons. We definitely will be on here all night. It definitely will be, you know, but definitely the value of family, man. Oh, man, I remember back in the day, my mom and my dad, they would split up. Like, my mom would take the girls and my dad would take the guys. And the guys, I promise, they would do everything. It was so unfair because there's only 4 boys and there's 7 girls. So so they would do everything. And we'll come back like, we only went here. And they done went so many different places. Yes. So if we do have any more callers, I know some of my siblings are calling in. Hi. Hi.
Donna.
Yes. Hi, Juanita.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's, how are you?
Well, Felicia pretty much said a lot. I'm trying to think myself, but the most valuable ones, the most ones that we, like you said, we know the most. He told us what a man is supposed to treat, you know, how a man is supposed to treat a lady, and I think that's the most one that stands out all because we're not children, you know, we're only children for a certain amount of time, and then we're going into adulthood. So those are the lessons that he taught us, and I am grateful for him because now I know what I want in a man, and now I know how a man is supposed to treat a lady.
Yeah.
With that, you know, that says a lot to me, seeing how he was with mommy, and, you know, I think the only time that we ever, you know, saw them argue is around that separation time. Anything before that, we never heard. Like, you know, mommy never bad-mouthed him. He never bad-mouthed mommy. And I appreciate that because it lets me know how I'm supposed to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't put us in the middle how we see nowadays with some families where they're making the children pick. It wasn't never that.
Right.
We were still able, with their separation, we were still able to be children. We were still able, you know, I didn't have to feel like, you know, we have to take care of ourselves. We had to provide for ourselves. And I appreciate that. And I love him for that.
Oh, thanks, Juanita. Do you have a memory that you want to share? Or
you took my memory. Because I know
I cannot take your memory. It's more memory.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot, honestly. No, for real. It's a lot. But that one, I feel like that one was the favorite. I think that's all of our favorites because we were all on the set and patiently wait. And I think that's the only diet soda that I would actually drink is a Coke.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I agree.
I just love how he is as a father, and not only a father, a grandfather.
Yeah.
I just love how he is. He don't show a difference in none of his grandchildren, even though they got like 35. But he don't show a difference. Like they all of them are loved, you know, equally, and I love that.
Yes. Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Juanita, for just sharing with Daddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. So I try not to take everything, and I probably should have waited to the end. Now I think the other siblings are mad, but as I said, it's so many. So hopefully, yes, it's really so many. And I'll just want to say that, you know, I just want to thank God for my dad first and foremost. Because God knows from the beginning, even when we're in our mother's womb, God knows who we are and knows the parents that we need. And it's just so crazy. I just feel so grateful. I feel so blessed to have the dad that I have. And I just truly feel blessed. Like, I don't even know really what to say, but that I'm just so grateful and thankful for God, just for even allowing him to still even be here, just to witness many, many great moments in our lives, and just to give us great feedback and things like that. So I'm just thankful to God. So we do have more siblings, more children, and maybe some of the grandchildren would join. So whoever is, whoever the caller is, please bring them on.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Is it me? I'm on? It's like, hey, I just wanted to say, yeah, I agree. grateful, definitely grateful to have our dad in our life, because a lot of people don't get the luxury of having both parents, you know, in the household, and I never realized that. So I got older, and I met a lot of people that's like, oh, wow, you grew up in, like, a two-parent home, and, like, you know.
So definitely grateful, and daddy taught us a lot of lessons, especially when he used to slide me money on the down low, you know. Don't tell nobody. Or send me to the store to go get him a cheesesteak, and like, oh, go get what you want.
Yes.
Yeah, or keep the change, you know. But, yeah, a lot of people don't have, like, fathers there for them. And that's, like, important. Mm-hmm. And that, and like that, like what she said, or Juanita, that teach you, like, with, like, a man, like, how you're supposed to be treated and stuff like that, like, in a relationship and stuff. And that goes with you.
Definitely.
Know?
Definitely.
So,
and
is
this Nicole?
Yes, this is Nicole, the youngest.
The youngest. The baby of them all. Well, yes, thank you so much, Nikki. And I think that is important. A lot of people don't have their father. And I didn't realize that either, Nikki, until I got older. And, you know, that a lot of people didn't have both parents in the household, you know. So that is, like, definitely a blessing. So, yes, I just would like to, yeah, say thank you to God again for that. So, yes, thank you, Nikki. Did you have anything else? Okay, Nikki's off the line. So thank you, Nicole. I would like to bring the next caller on.
Hey.
Hi, is this, who am I speaking with?
Pauline Delgado. It's like, let me stop. It's like, good Shannon. I don't even want to say I'm grateful for my father. My father taught me how to be a lady and how to make a man treat you. I remember daddy used to bring us colas from his job.
Yes, the Diet Coke.
Yes, and he would bring us colas, and we would sit up patiently, and that was the only time when we was able to sit up. We would sit up, and daddy would come in the house like 8:30 or 9 o'clock. I don't know. It's a little bit way back, but I remember we used to sit up, and we used to wait patiently, and he'd be like, "Guess what I got, girls." And we all like, cola, chanting. And he'd give all his girls a cola. And one thing he'd do for us too is he'd be like, all right, even with Robert Junior, he'd be like, all right, who getting on the choo-choo train? And we all jump on him, and he was like, the little train that little child book.
Yes, I forget the name of. I know what you're talking about.
The choo-choo train, and he was like, I think I can,
yeah,
and daddy would be like.
Yeah.
Yes, and daddy would be walking up the steps with all of us, and he would drop us off to all of our rooms, and he'd be like, all right, the stop is Mona and Shannon's bedroom, and he'd be like, all right, come on, y'all got to get off, y'all got to get off, but before y'all get off, give the the guy, I forgot what it is.
Conductor?
Give the conductor a kiss. So we'll give daddy a kiss, and he'll let us go. And then he'd be like, all right, good night. But I'm so grateful for my father. I'm so grateful.
Yes,
and
definitely.
I want to say happy belated birthday to Dad. Love you.
All right. Oh, Shay, real quick.
Juanita probably didn't mention it. I know she, you know, you get so caught up with all these memories, you don't even know which one to pull out. But remember, what would Daddy make us do if we were getting a fight?
He would put a big he would make us hug, and we couldn't get from dancing. He would make us dance. I'm sorry. He would make us dance and make up. And if we still mad at each other, we gotta dance until we done arguing with one another. Or we basically that was how we had to make up, and we couldn't leave without making up.
Just give us the beating. That's the worst thing you can do is to hug somebody that you just fought with. So we like, can you beat us, please? Beat us.
Yes.
Yes. He will torture us and make us slow dance, and then he'll be commentary like, oh, look at them. They just love one another.
I got two more. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm on a roll.
I'm gonna call you butter.
All right. So, remember Daddy used to always knock on the backyard door, and then as soon as we go look at it, he'll have his face pressed up against the door, and we and we'll run to the garage, not the garage, the laundromat, and then we'll come back. Yo, he was forever like just keeping us on our toes.
Yeah.
And one more thing, I love that my dad taught me how to save. Like, I would give 50 cents, or I'd give a quarter. And instead of him giving me change back, he'll give me bills. So say, for instance, I wanted to save that $5. I wanted to save $5 so I could be greedy at the end of the week and go to the store. Yep. That's exactly what I do. I'd be like, hun, Dad, you got a quarter, hun.
Yes.
You got a quarter? And I will always go and then give him money at the end of the day. And I let 2 days go by, and I'll be like, Dad, you know I saved $2. He'd be like, yeah. So when you going to cash out? I'm like, when I say so. So he's like, all right. And it was never a time to where as though he's like, oh, shoot, I'll give it to you later.
Right.
Yeah, he taught me how to save and be patient too. Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Shay, for sharing. You know, Daddy, he's listening. He here, so I'm quite sure he's probably crying by now. Like, you know that meme of what's his name, Michael Jordan? He probably should be a meme right now. But but thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If we have, I think Monique should be calling in. If we have Monique on the line, I will bring her in before we go into the call of salvation. Amen. All right, so we don't have. So yes, I think it's just, I appreciate all my siblings just calling in and just honoring our dads. Not all of them, it's just some of them. You know, it's 11 of us. So I just want to say I just appreciate all of them for calling in. And this is, I'm going to get into the call of salvation. Press 1, Monique. Are you on the line? Press 1. Amen.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, yes. I don't appreciate being left out, but I'll get right to it. So, and another thing I don't appreciate is Nicole going before me, and I'm older.
Okay. Mute her line. It's like... seriously.
So, right, as y'all pointed out, there's like a lot of lessons have been learned from Daddy. So I'll just get straight into the memory because, so since I got on being older than Nicole, I'll just start with this one right here. So I remember when Daddy was explaining to me that I won't be the youngest girl anymore. So, like, he was explaining to me that Mommy was, you know, about to have another daughter and I'm not the youngest girl. He told me, I'm not the baby anymore. Since they having a new daughter, the baby gonna have my name, which is Monique, and I'm gonna be called Nobody. Trash bag.
Monique, we have a good memory.
No, this is a good memory because I remember being so upset. And he would be laughing, and I'm just like, he would let me hit on him and stuff. I'm getting so mad and hitting on him, and he's just laughing and just like letting me do it.
I remember that.
And definitely being in the park, taking us to the park all the time. Silver Lake, feeding the ducks. I remember that especially.
Oh, yeah. Yep. In Bristol.
Yep, in Bristol. There was something else I wanted to say. I forgot. Since I, you know, was cold out later. But give me 1 second. I'll let the boys get on and say something to their pop up.
Okay. Jeremiah Jace?
Say hello.
Hello?
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jace. You wanted to say something to pop up?
You wanted to say something to pop up? What y'all want to say?
Happy birthday, pop up. Happy birthday, pop up.
Oh, thank you.
No, that's not Papa. It's not me. We're on the radio.
This is Papa.
Okay, I guess they forgot what they wanted to say.
Okay, that's fine. They can definitely give him a call, but he definitely, just let him know that he's here. So.
He can't hear you, though, yeah.
He can definitely hear you. So.
That was it, Dominique. I'm not gonna keep you long. I'll let you.
Yes, because we are running a show, and that's
okay. Okay, you do that. Thank you.
I got it.
No.
Okay. Good night. I really love my family. Y'all see, this is definitely my family is definitely my comfort zone. All we do is laugh and joke around. So we definitely get it from our dad. And we notified our brothers to get on, but you know, the guys kind of always do their own thing. But I don't see a text message
hello?
From any of the guys. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, what you say now?
All right. Hi, Rob. You have 2 minutes.
Yeah, this is Robert Jr. I'm sorry to cut you off because you underestimated me real quick. But this is the real June, the real Jim right here. The one that passes on this. Y'all get married, y'all lose your name. This is the real Robert.
Okay, the real Robert. Please speak up.
I know I'm playing, though. I was going to call in because I already knew that was going to happen. Y'all wasn't going to expect none of the guys to call, did y'all?
No, so please speak.
So, yeah, I just want to thank my father and say, I already say happy birthday, but happy belated birthday again. And thank him for, I remember him taking the guys out because it's very crucial growing up in a house with a bunch of women that he give us our time and show us that we ain't got to be in the house all day. Like, no, but I just remember the fishing trip and all the trips. And also, Mona, when she said Silver Lake, the King Center, too. And he gave us family. He showed us family time and showed us how to be a part of, be ourselves.
Mm. So true. So true. Thank you. Did you
have also, he showed me how to eat a foot long cheesesteak to myself.
Yes, he can eat. That man can eat. Thank you, Rob, for just getting on, speaking your piece. That came at a right time. That's so funny.
Yeah, well,
thank
I'm
you.
Not getting finished eating. All right, love y'all. Thank you. Say no, I'm playing.
Bye.
I'll hang up.
Get him off the line. Say no. I so love my family, as y'all see. I'm just being so, I'm glad y'all can see a different side or hear a different side of me. But on a serious note, with like every, as we're honoring our dad and things like that, this is my favorite part of the show, the call of salvation. And it's just drawing the lost souls to Jesus Christ. And that's one of the lessons that God has taught me about is definitely salvation. And, you know, salvation is deeper than this physical life. So many times we want to be delivered from whatever pain that we're in this physical world, whatever distress, whatever enemies that are against us. We want to be delivered from that. And God so will deliver us from those things. But he truly wants to deliver us from our sinful ways, first and foremost. And he also wants to deliver us into eternal life and not eternal death. Amen. He wants to transform us. Amen. So I just, anyone who has not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, I just ask that you do that tonight. You get to know him. As I was just speaking about my dad and just saying the many lessons that he has taught myself, and as you heard my other siblings speaking and just giving an account to the lessons that my father has taught them, know that my dad is a man and he is definitely imperfect, and we appreciate all the lessons that he has given us. But Jesus Christ, God, our Father, who has given Jesus Christ, he is perfect. Amen. He's never failing. There are some people who don't have a father. He's never changing. He's so reliable. He is your source. Amen. And I'm just telling you that if you lean on him, if you trust in God, he will provide for you. You just have to accept his son, Jesus Christ, because without the son, you cannot see God. You cannot get to the kingdom of God. Amen. So if you just accept that, Jesus Christ, I trust in you. I want to get to know you. I don't have a father. I want to get to know you better. I want to be able to have someone I can rely on. I want to be able to have someone that I can depend on. I want to be taught these lessons. Amen. I don't know what it is like to be a father or a mother because I didn't have my parents. You know, this may be your story. Amen. But God will show you the way. Amen. You may have lost parents at a young age, but God is the way. Amen. Trust in him. And he will provide for you. So just say these simple words that, Jesus Christ, I trust in you. I believe in you. I know that you will forgive me of every sin. And just ask God for forgiveness of your sins. Amen. Name them one by one. And just if you accept that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your personal Savior, then you are saved. Amen. You can do this anyway. Just scream it out. Shout it out. I'm saved. Just let somebody know. You can text somebody. To say, hey, I'm saved. You can even email us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Amen. So I pray that this message has definitely touched you. Amen. And just getting a Bible-believing church, and I know with quarantine going on, like even if you can just hook up online and find a pastor online that can feed your soul. Dr. Charles Stanley, my cousin and I do Dr. Charles Stanley. The Bible app is many different things on this device that we call a cell phone, many different apps that will link you to the Word, and the Word can be everywhere, and you just be around like-minded people. Amen. So I would like to bring on my dad, Rob Hudson, to give us some announcements.
Yes, real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements. I really want to do this officially, but this is the Product of Purpose Kingdom Network. And before I go into some details, I'd like to thank everybody for just, you know, making me feel nice and warm the day after my birthday. But I really appreciate it. And I just want to tell my daughter Mona that, you know, I did say that, you know, we were having another daughter and that your name would be Trash Bag, but your mother told me that her pregnancy was hanging low and it's going to be a boy, so I thought it was going to be a boy, and I thought it was kind of funny that if I said that to her, that your name, that would be Mona and your name would be Trash Bag. And I was just as shocked as she was. And when we heard that your mother had a girl, I was shocked, and I didn't know when I came out, I didn't know what to say, and I just had that look in my face like, oh, but you know, we just bless God for, you know, all the moments. And, you know, like Diamond said, you know, I was basically feeling my way, you know, through fatherhood and, you know, even being a husband. But, you know, like thing in my life, you know, no matter, you know, how I made it through, it was through God's grace and mercy that I made it through. And even, you know, in the time that I didn't know what I was doing, you know, he guided me through that. And that's just, you know, basically the whole message, you know. God just, you know, he always provided, you know. And one of the things that, you know, happened in my life when I was much younger was that I didn't have a father, and then I did find a father, and then my father departed from me, you know, and, you know, just the earthly planes. And, you know, the greater lesson I learned is, you know, no matter, you know, what happens in your life, that there's going to be, you know, a part that's going to be like a forever change. No matter, you know, whether you find something, you lose something, gain something, lose something again, there's always a lesson in that. And the lesson, you know, no matter, you know, what happens, just put your best foot forward and trust in God. And with that being said, let's go to the announcements. If you want to send us an email, you can email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or simply send a prayer request. We'd gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom, where you see our upcoming shows and advertisements. Also, we invite you to go to anchor.com or Anchor FM, where you can hear morning word of prayer or praise. And we thank you for that. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. With God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Arthur Burgess III. And we thank you so much for, no matter where you are calling, whether you're calling via phone or listening to us online, we appreciate your listenership here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. And with that being said, Sister Dominique, we're going to hand the programming back in your hands.
Thanks, Dad. I hope you felt special.
I did.
You didn't know. You didn't know. Amen. Amen. Yes, I just want to thank all my siblings, some of my siblings getting on, my brother Rob surprising us. We underestimated the guys, but he showed up. He showed through on their behalf. I also want to just say that my dad is also loved by his siblings, by his nieces, his nephews, especially, like, his nieces. And he just makes everybody feel special and just laugh and joke with them. You know, my cousin Tasha be having so many memories of my dad from when they were younger and things like that. And just so many, we just reminisce a lot. You know, my family and I, we just always reminisce. And like I said, just appreciate and one another while we're here. So I'm just happy also for my family, siblings, cousins, mom, dad, just for us always just appreciating one another while we still have that chance. We do have another caller. I would like to bring that caller on.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Dom, how are you?
Doing well.
I just, I just wanted to come on, representing Purpose Kingdom Network, and officially wish our brother Robert Pop Pop Hudson a very blessed, happy, belated birthday. We pray that God will bless him with many, many more. We thank him for everything that he does here for us and with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. I thank him for the friendship. I always laugh and tell him he always reminds me of my younger brother. They have that same type of sense of humor. So, and I always thank him and your mom for the job that they did raising all of you, because anytime, from the very first time that I've ever come around you guys, all you all have ever made me feel was love and warmth and accepted. So I just say, you know, Brother Rob, thank you. We thank you for your corny jokes. We thank you for your actually funny jokes. We thank you for your special languages that you speak. We just say thank you. God bless you. And happy birthday. And Don, wonderful job honoring your father this evening. God bless you. Thank you for letting me hear that stuff.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Toy. We love Pastor Toy, man. Thank you. We do have another caller. I would like to bring the other caller on.
Hi. I'm from PKN. This is Mary Scott from Iron Sharpens Iron. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mary.
I wasn't. I've been enjoying listening to y'all talk, and I was like, I'm not going to impart their personal.
No, come on.
My brain never stopped. So what I'm saying was, I wasn't going to impart in your personal, you know, area, because I was really enjoying it, and I was thinking about so many things while everybody was talking. But I just want, and I said to myself, now if somebody else from PKN step in and say something, and I was thinking in my mind, Toy, and I said, now if she didn't want to say something, then I'll say something. But if nobody else from PKN step in, I'm gonna let the family have a little moment, because it's truly, look, I said little moment, but honestly, it's not a little moment. It is a big, beautiful thing that has happened here tonight, and I wanted to just encourage y'all and honor y'all in y'all places, because it's a lot of honor on both sides, because it's honorable for your dad to be in the place he is at, because a lot of families don't have that male figure. A lot of men, particularly us, and y'all know what I mean, don't have that influence. They're not raising. You know why your blended family could blend beautifully and uniquely and harmonically and, you know, get along like that? Because a godly man had his hands in it. And and that's very important, because an unsaved man, they know they can do it, but they don't really know how to do it. But a man led by God, and that is a beautiful thing all by itself. To raise 11 children with a blended family, I am completely impressed and honored just listening to what you all have experienced. And it's important, because how you are raised does impute how you become later on in life as adults.
Yes.
If you tend to, a lot of the juvenile delinquents and stuff, they come from broken homes. They are misguided. They don't have nobody to show them
for
love.
Sure.
You know, it's all of that. So I just wanted to say that you all are blessed, because it's an honor to have your parents, both of them, and especially godly parents. And that is a blessing in itself. So please, I don't have my father anymore, but my father wasn't saved. So you have a father still and a saved example, and that is so big and such a big blessing. I can't even really get it, magnify what that is. And then on you all part to honor him is awesome. And I just said, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, like, God, this is so awesome that they are honoring him. He got his flowers. He can smell them. People say beautiful things parents when they are gone. It is too late. We as parents need to hear that and to know, because y'all don't have instructions. I'm so sorry. They don't have baby after birth instruction book. It just don't come like that. And it's not, but for y'all to give back and appreciate the things they did for you, your both your parents, and the things they did for you, how they raised you, and I was listening to all of the females saying how he showed you all how a man is supposed to treat a woman. That is so important. And thank you, Rob. Guess what? You set the bar high. You set the bar
high. For sure.
I don't know if somebody set that bar, but you set it high, and that's good. And I'm just really proud to be a part of. I haven't met any of you all personally because I'm in Augusta, Georgia, but I do plan to meet you all. But I am honored to be a part of this whole beautiful thing that's going on here. And I just, like I said, I just met Rob a couple of months ago, but from what I have heard and the things he has exemplified to me in the short time that I've been a part of PKN, it's awesome. I mean, it just, you can hear people talk about a person and you can put the rest of their life together.
Amen.
You know, when
yep.
they say that the life I live speaks for itself, it really, really does.
It really does. Yeah,
so
thank you so much.
Yeah. How important that was, and I am so proud of y'all. I'm so happy for all of you. And yep, Rob, celluloid. Thank you. Needed another year. You have been successful in raising your children, and they are honoring you. And you deserve all of that. Go ahead and just bless God for it. But y'all have a blessed night, and I love you.
Thank you so much, Sis Mary. Thank you so much. Amen. 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 What a night. What a night. Oh man, it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm so happy that we can honor our dad and just even have adult conversations with him, and this just even opened it up even more, and just to see the grandchildren, showing their letting the grandchildren see how we honor our parents, and this is something that we do, you know, not even just out and publicly. We just do this just behind the scenes when it's just us. But I think it's so important that we just show our dad, you know, publicly and just let people know how much we love him. So we do have another caller, and I know that it is 10:02, but if we can just take it to 10:05, I would like to bring the other caller on, and this will be the last caller. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
I was waiting.
I started not to say anything, but I can't not say anything. But I just want to thank God, you know, that he paired me with you guys, Dad. And I want to thank God that you guys grew up and saw the man that I searched for. You know, not literally search for the Jesus. You know, I always wanted to sit down and let God, you know, give me the man that I needed in my life. You know, you say the first time charm, but the second time, whew. And I just want to thank you, honey. Thanks for being the man that I needed, and that we all need it in our lives. And thanks for being a God-fearing man and helping me raise our children the way they should go. Amen. And
Amen.
Happy belated birthday. I love you.
Amen. Thanks, Mom. I love that couple. They crack me up so much. It's so funny. Whenever, like, we come over, my dad will, like, try to tell all his corny jokes. And my mom, like, don't get beat up in front of your kids. She'll let him know, like, you mind for the jokes you tell? When your kids go, you're going to get beat up. But, yeah, so I just want to give a shout-out to Evangelist Trina, who just sent a text just wishing my dad a happy birthday and just saying how thankful she is to know us. So thank you, Evangelist Trina. We appreciate you. We love each and every one of you on the line. Our PKN family, we just appreciate you just welcoming us, Pastor Toy. We just thank you so much. I can't thank Pastor Toy enough. Thank you so much. And this, you know, as I said, this is The Dwelling Place. We have changed the title of the show, which is The Dwelling Place. And this is lessons. The title tonight was Lessons from My Father. And just, just honoring my dad, and it's important just to honor, remember to honor those around you. And as I said in the beginning of the show, just write down, write a note, a text, a word to someone that you just really want to honor and that you haven't had. It's important to give them roses while they can still smell it, because the Bible is strict in telling us that once you are in the grave, you are in the grave. And that's that. Once life is over, it's over. And this life is definitely in a blink of an eye. So just write down something and tell someone how you feel about them, why they can still smell it, why they can still hear it. You never know what someone is going through. So, Dad, we appreciate you. We love you. I just want to encourage all our families, while you are quarantined, while we're in this time, just take this time to even go deeper with God, to get to know him, to see what lesson he has for you. You know, because this quarantine will be over. What do he want you to do? What has he shown you in this time? How has he groomed you in this time of isolation? What has he shown you about your family? Some of us have not been home for a long time, and just allowing us to take time off from, to be forced off from work, you know, to get to see our children, spend time with our parents, things like that. Just take heed to this and just be appreciative of this moment. And also for our Philadelphia families, if you need any resources, I do work within the Philadelphia School District, so if you need any resources as far as food, just even like clothing, milk, formula for children, just send an email to Purpose Kingdom Network. I'll send a list of resources to Purpose Kingdom Network, and just let me know. Just give me a text, a message on Facebook, anything. Just let me know. I'm in the Philadelphia area if you need any resources. And with that being said, deuces. Until next time.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.